This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting and is grinding on in Ukraine after the country marked the anniversary of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian authorities on Saturday reported dozens of new Russian strikes and attacks on cities in the east and south. Friday was a somber and defiant day of commemorations in a marathon news conference. Ukraine's president followed up with new video post on Saturday. President Volodymyr Zelensky declared that Russia must lose in Ukraine and said its forces could be defeated this year. Zelensky also pushed for more sanctions pressure on Russia after the UK, US, and the European Union all announced new measures aimed at further choking off funding for support in Moscow. Hundreds gathered in Washington, D.C. Saturday to protest the invasion of Ukraine and to demand further aid from the U.S. on the one-year anniversary of the war. Ukrainians living in the United States were joined by people from across the globe in rejecting the Moscow aggression towards its neighbor, which Russia calls a special military operation. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, Jr., the Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markova, and Administrator Samantha Power spoke during a rally at the Lincoln Memorial. Holding banners, posters mocking President Putin and Ukrainian flags, the activists marched to the White House and then Russia's ambassador's residence, where chants of "Shame on Russia" and "Stop your genocide" bellowed from the crowd. More at VOAnews.com.